Couple years down the road, you'd come to. Everything is spinning.
Oh no.
Your blood feels like it's at your extremities. It's a feeling you've never felt before.
Wow.
The room like stops spinning and kind of comes to a jarring halt. And the next thing you know, you feel hands all over you, smelling
Jesus.
salts in your face. You immediately come to. You look up and you look around at everybody and you go, "I did it." And they all applaud. Because you, Pat Dean, are about to go visit the moon.
What?
That's right. You're about to go step onto the surface of the moon.
I want to go to outer
Why?
space. Yeah, sorry, go.
Because the Frito-Lay Corporation is sending their biggest superstar, Mr. Wavy Lays, to the moon for a Super Bowl commercial.
To the actual moon?
The one and only, baby.
The one and only moon?
The one and only moon.
And I'm Mr. Wavy Lays.
Yeah, you are Mr. Wavy Lays. You've
That's
been doing it
cool.
for a couple years now, and life is pretty sweet. See, what happened was you were in an amusement park. You were in an amusement park. It was called Lucky Town Thrills and Games.
Wow.
And it was in Wilmington, North Carolina. It's like a regional fair kind of a place. Like that's what it felt like. It wasn't the Six Flags, you know. It wasn't that big or and nice or branded, but they had some shit that would really fuck you up if you let it, you know.
What?
They had a roller coaster called the Viper. And it would fly. It was an old wooden roller coaster that it would hit the top of the it would hit the top of its hill and it would fly off the tracks a little bit. Scare the fuck out of you. Every time you went, you knew it was coming. But every time you hit this part, you thought, well, this is it. This is the time
Yeah.
that it breaks.
I have a very complicated relationship with roller coasters, specifically because of what you just said. There's
They
every
give me
time I'm on,
headaches.
well, every time I'm on one, I'm always like, there's no way this is going to go badly. But I'm always like, but man, maybe it does. I don't fucking know. You know what I
So
mean?
you
So
were,
like, I
yeah.
do love them, but I do have a very strange kind of view of them, I guess, because of that.
It's definitely like an Atlantic Coast regional theme park kind of a place, you know.
I fucking love those.
Yeah, you go there and they have this one ride that it's like it's called the Shaft, and it's like a big tall shaft, and there's like a big ring that sits around it, right? And then it like shoots like rockets way up the shaft like very fast, and it like spins around while you do it, right?
Wow.
Right, it's pretty wild, and it comes down very fast too. And
Where
you're
was this,
like
by the way?
Wilmington, North Carolina.
Went to North Carolina. Okay.
So you're just like hanging out there. You're just like watching this ride, and you're like debating, like, is this something I want to do? It's like I'm never coming back here again, you know.
Yeah.
You're standing there, just ordered a hot dog and some chips. And you're looking up as this fucking disc flies all the way up the top of the shaft, and it kind of pauses there for a second. But for like one brief moment, like the event has peaked. You know what I mean? It's like this is like the single millisecond in time when everything is okay. That disc falls back down, something snaps, and a person flies out and just splatters onto the pavement right in front of you.
Oh my God.
And somebody's filming it, and they like turn and they look at you, and you look at them, and you see that they're filming it, and you just eat chip crunch, and you go, "Holy fuck." And that was like their ad spend for like 3 years. It was just like this video of you seeing this and sheer terror, but
I
still eating. And they did one for
still
like,
eat it.
yeah. Oh, yeah. They did one for every single line of chips, you know, Ruffles. They had a sour cream and had a ruffle that they would like superimpose, you know, and you know, you got paid a shitload of money and you became Mr. Wavy Legs.
Wow. What happened to the
You go
guy,
through
like the guy
deep
who,
trauma.
but what about, yeah, the person who died, like, did anything happen with their family or?
Oh yeah, their family sued the shit out of Lucky Town. They ended up having to, you know, they lose their ass. They
Wow.
shutter 18 months afterwards. This happened,
Jeez.
so
My God. All right.
yeah. Wilmington, the economy never really rebounds, and that sort of spreads out, and you know, it's a bad year for the Carolinas. So you become Mr. Wavy Lays, and they are going to send you to the fucking moon for a Super Bowl.
Holy
They're going to
shit,
have
dude.
you crunch a chip in space. Right? So the whole second half of the football season, every single primetime game starts. Oh, we start the third quarter here, courtesy of Lay's potato chips. Who are they sending to the moon? Mr. Wavy Lay's, that's who. Tune
Wow.
in to Frito-Lay.com. We're building this thing up. You kick off the second half of you know, of like every single playoff game, seen by millions of people. There's little ads that get made of you like dressed on as like a little astronaut on the moon, you like hitting a golf shot on the moon, you going into a porta potty on the moon. Like there's like all kinds of stuff that they're doing, right? They're really hamming it up.
Yeah.
And brother, you check that bank account every day, and that number just keeps going.
Wow. Okay, that's pretty cool.
You're doing great. So point being, you're here, you know, you're at NASA, right? They put you this through this whole like astronaut training program, right? They you know, get you used to what it's gonna feel like in zero G, like you're doing training. They put you on this machine to show you the G forces that you're gonna be dealing with on launch, and just like physically preparing you for what it's gonna be like to be an
Jeez,
astronaut and what it's
how
gonna
do
do
I
to your
handle that?
body. You know, you hit it pretty head on because number one, you're a fucking professional.
A
Right?
lunar professional.
You're a brand professional. You are a spokesman. You had a bit of an existential crisis about a year in, where you were like, "Do I want to be the fucking Mr. Wavy Lays guy forever?" And then you saw an interview with Jeff Probst of Survivor, and he was like, "Yeah, but I'm the Survivor guy." You know, like he really like leaned into it, and like it's defined who he is. So you're like having that kind of debate with yourself, like how far down this thing do I go? And you decide to really like lean into it full force. Because there's no guarantee of what's on the other side. Maybe you parlay this into something else. And if you have to be known as like Mr. Wavy Lays, well, there's certainly fucking worse things you could be doing.
Yeah, here's the deal. I think I would look at it that way. I think I would go, yeah, like I'll do this for as long as I can do it to just get the money. And then I can still do stand up and stuff. And it might be a thing where it's like, oh, let's go see that Wavy Lays guy. But like, I don't know. Maybe they'll think I'm funny. You know what I mean? Whatever. Who cares? I
Yeah, they
get to be
definitely
the
do.
Wavy
And
Lays guy. That's how I
yeah,
look at it.
and they're you know, they're not skimping either. Like they are getting the cinematographer from Lord of the Rings. Quentin Tarantino is coming out of retirement to direct this.
Retired.
Yeah, well, like he's made his last movie by this point in time.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, he's doing
What
like
was
one
his
more
last
movie, right?
movie? Yeah. Well, what was it?
I forget. I think it's already like been announced, hasn't it? Like the
Oh,
title of
okay.
it.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
I think it has been. I don't want to be inaccurate on this podcast. We've always
Sure.
tried to be honest with everybody. But Tarantino like agrees to do it, you know, as long as
That's
you're
very
doing it.
cool.
Yeah,
As
he's a
long
big
as I'm
fan.
doing it,
Oh yeah.
really?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. Yeah, I
Yeah.
think to be honest with you, I think that I would try my hardest not to, but I might fanboy out a little bit. I might mark out a little bit. That's kind of
Yeah.
cool. Yeah.
So yeah, it's like you're getting like legitimate people who are also like fulfilling
Wow.
this dream of being able to go to space. You know, there's like the three of you guys are going to be the ones making this, you know, shooting this thing.
I've always
So they're
wanted to
all
go to
kind of,
space.
they're all in on it together with you, right?
Fuck yeah, dude. This rules.
And Frito-Lay was going to pay you $1 million plus train you, take care of the costs of light to the fucking moon and
Right.
back, you know?
Amazing.
So they, you know, you're in training with Quentin, with the Lord of the Rings guy. Nobody gets his name. Nobody fucking cares, really.
The Lord of the Rings
He's like
guy.
some, yeah, they ask him his name. He just waves it off. He's like, no, I don't. He's never wanted the limelight.
Okay.
He just wants to make good art, you
Okay.
know?
That's cool.
So you guys like do this whole training thing. You kind of each independently get ready. You're talking about the script and what you want to do, the shots you want to get. You know, they're trying to figure out a way to make this have like an emotional impact as much as possible, right? They want to tell a story. So they're like, the three of you guys are in communication. It's pretty cool. It's a neat time of your life, right? You're about 2 weeks out. You get a phone call from your agent. And he says, hey, Pat, that's some bad news for you. Frito-Lay has run into a little bit of finance trouble with this whole trip. I mean, they are sending three people to the moon. They're asking you to do this on the house. He's like, do you still want to do it? So will you take a pay cut to $0 to do this? He goes, if not, we could tell him that. They go, but it's just, you know, we don't know. It's just things are tight right now.
How much do I have in the bank?
You got a lot of it put away, like in accounts. You know, you got money in the market.
Okay.
You got some stuff put away that you could get your hands on if you had to, you know, but realistically, you got about $400,000 that you could like realistically have available pretty quickly.
Then abso-fucking-lutely I do. I'm
Yeah.
going to the moon. Here's why. Because, okay, my immediate reaction was to say, fuck you, like, no. But I thought about it as you were talking, and I thought about, like, being on my deathbed and thinking about, I could have went to the fucking moon. And I didn't do it because of money. Well, money didn't save my fucking life. You know, I'm dying. I could have went to the
No.
fucking moon. I go, yeah, I
Yeah.
absolutely do it. I say yes.
You're great.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Like that's the kind of team player
I don't have kids.
we want to do with this. I
Yeah.
mean, that you know of. There's a thought that creeps into the back of your mind before you agreed to do this. It's like, what if there's a little pad out there?
Yeah.
You may have been sowing oats.
Really?
Oh yeah. Man like you.
What does that mean?
A rich man.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. I
Yeah.
immediately took that
Yeah, I mean, yeah, kind of. Yeah, kind
Holy
of is.
shit. All right. So I'm at, okay, yeah, heard. Okay, well,
You're
whatever.
sexually active. Yeah, of course. Yeah, you're
Well,
sexually active.
I don't know if I have any, and gross, Aaron. Yeah, I do it. The point is that, yeah, I do it. I'm going to the moon.
Feel great. So 2 weeks roll by, right? You're talking with Q, as you call him, and you guys are
Really?
like shooting each other ideas and like bouncing lines back and forth and what's going to look cool and sending like images of what they think the vantage point will look like and what will be in the background, you know.
Imagine turning
So
this down. Imagine turning this down.
yeah, so you it's the day of, right?
Yeah.
You're going to blast off. You're going to go to space. The first of your family to be in space. For every Dean that's ever lived, you
Yeah.
say, as you get out of bed that morning, we're going to fucking space. You stand
Wow.
up, still hard from the night before.
Oh.
It's natural. You say your goodbyes to those you care about and those that you keep informed on things like this. I mean, you're not going to be gone long, you know.
But I am going to space. I mean, yeah.
You are going to space.
Right.
And you say your goodbyes, you call into your local Heritage Rock radio station. You're like, "Hey
Wait,
guys,
my
I'm going to
what?
be gone." Yeah, your local Heritage Rock radio station called.
Heritage Rock?
Yeah, Heritage, like fucking Lynyrd Skynyrd,
Oh, like
you
classic
know,
rock.
like, yeah, but yeah.
Okay.
It's definitely more on the rock end. And
Sure.
you're more of a rock guy, anyhow.
I'm a rock guy. Wait, so
Yeah.
I call into the station
Oh, you're an
to
avid
say
caller.
goodbye? Oh,
Yeah.
fuck. Why?
Yeah, you're an avid caller. Because you just like sometimes you want to hear songs. Sometimes you'll be like, "Hey, play me Rainbow in the Dark," you know, and they're like, is this Pat the Astronaut?" You know, because you've been
Oh,
telling them that your
wow.
name, you've been telling them that you're Pat and you're going into space, you know. So,
I tell them that.
oh yeah. You know, and sometimes you'll call in and you'll be like, "Hey, I don't care what song, there's dealer's choice. Play me some Black Sabbath. I'm getting ready to go into space pretty soon. I'm an astronaut." And they're like, "Is this Pat?" And you're like, "Yeah, this is Pat." So you call in and you're like, "Hey guys,
Wow.
yeah, you're like, "Hey guys, I don't know, I'm feeling kind of morose today." And they like laugh at you, you know, for using that word. And you're like, "Play me something sweet, because I'm about to leave this earth behind today. I'm blasting off in outer space."
Can I make a request, or are they just gonna?
Yeah, did you have a song you'd like to have them play?
Yeah, I'd like them to play Tuesday's Gone by Lynyrd Skynyrd.
And they go, "Okay, Pat."
Thank you.
Before they hang up, you hear them go, "Fucking weirdo." You know, it goes out over the air. They pay the fine, no questions asked. Yeah. They've actually been deferring salary to a fund to afford to be able to call you a fucking weirdo on the air. And this was just the
What?
opportunity that they took it. Yeah. They've been like getting real tired of your shit.
What
So
do
you
you
call
mean?
them. I'm just telling you what happens. Like, they just get tired of your shit, I guess. You know,
All right.
you call in there a lot.
Oh, okay. I guess, yeah, that
You know.
could be. Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
I guess no one likes doing their job, I guess. So, whatever.
These guys loved their job until you started calling in all the time.
Oh, fuck you. Come on.
That's what they said. I'm just telling you what they said.
That's what they said.
You got to talk to
Okay.
them. If you were allowed on that show, you don't have a conversation anymore, but they're just tired of your lies, you know?
Wow.
So it's the day of, they're playing Tuesday's Gone. You're driving your car to Rocket HQ. You park in like an employee parking area. You go inside. You look around. It's like 6:30 in the morning, right? Like the sun's not even all the way up. And you just kind of take in that early morning air. You breathe in big and deep and let it fill your lungs, and you hold it there for a second. You think, "This is the last breath I'm taking, standing on my soil."
Yeah.
You exhale, wipe a tear from your eye, and
Yeah.
you go inside. You walk through a cavernous, empty hallway that's like lined with tile. Your footfalls echo off the walls, they just bounce everywhere. It's just loud, you know? You can't imagine like dropping your keys onto the floor. It would hurt, right? It's just like a very loud
Wow.
space,
Okay. Yeah.
right? You go into the locker room. The other guys are in there. You see them each changing. You see both of their dicks. They're way bigger than yours.
God, okay.
You see Quentin Tarantino's dick, and you look up at him, and he like locks eyes with you, and he just kind of nods.
Okay. Whatever. It's
So
fine.
you guys,
I nod back.
yeah, you're not back, right?
Whatever.
So you guys like wind up, you know, going through the whole pre-flight procedure. walking to the shuttle. The space shuttle, Pornhub.com. It was one of those things where NASA was like, "Hey guys, tell us what to name the new shuttle."
Oh
And
no.
Pornhub.com got the most faves, like by like
Wow.
20,000.
That is a
And then
mistake,
it
dude.
just and then it just blew up. And then they were deleting comments and people were just filling it with Pornhub.com. And then the local media caught on and people
Yeah.
from both sides of the aisle were like, "Look, that's what this is America. This is America, man. That's what it's about. You took the chance." Space shuttle Pornhub.com. Pornhub.com did pay to wrap the space shuttle as well. Black and orange. It's got it on there. NASA took the money. They're really rolling with it.
Okay. That's fine. That's even better, actually.
You're like, you walk up and you look at it and you think, "Oh man, what a crazy fucking experience." And you
Yeah.
walk through the doors, right? You get strapped in. The buckle is kind of like worn and frayed, like the strap looks like it was used in the past. Just kind of smells funny in there, like a wet smell. How sometimes a place has like a smell that's wet.
Sure.
It's like that. So it's just like different than what you thought it was going to be,
Okay.
They strap you in, all three of you. You have like an astronaut guy there with you as well. There are two of them. So there's five of you on board in total. The astronauts buckle in, right? They go through all the shit. They're like, "Hey, we're here. This is the moment." You look over, Quentin Tarantino's just crying.
Yeah, I bet.
You're crying too. The
Yeah.
fucking Lord of the Rings guy is not crying. He shows no emotion.
Really? See, I would be so emo I think I would be emotional, man. I'm gonna leave Earth.
The astronauts are kind of talking to each other and they're like, "Yeah, this shuttle is like the previous generation. That's why we had to put a wrap on it. It just didn't look very good.
Okay.
It had seen enough wear and tear in its day, and but hey, this isn't like a, we're just going up and back. It's like we're not like staying out here for very long.
Sure.
We're not loading things up. This is all gonna be fine, right?" He kind of like knocks on the fucking, I don't know what you call this control panel, the dash of this fucking thing, I guess. I don't know how it works. I'm not
Yeah.
smart.
I think Dash is probably fine.
Yeah, it's probably okay.
Don't beat yourself up.
Okay. So the thrusters turn on. You hear the countdown. Openly sobbing. Even the two astronauts are like, "This is like the greatest moment of my life,
Yeah. Grandpa was a taxi driver, you know? I'm going to the fucking moon.
Yeah. You hear the countdown. It's playing in your headset. And you start counting down as well. Starting at 8 or so, you just start screaming the number, right? You're counting down. And then everybody starts screaming it. Not the Lord of the Rings guy. He kind of crosses his arms and rolls his eyes. He doesn't have time for this nonsense.
All right, well, sorry, Your Majesty.
The thrusters blow. You guys literally rocket out into space.
Yeah.
Everything sort of falls away and it's just black. And you can feel it moving. You can feel yourself moving, but you can't, but it's like you can't see anything. You have like a very narrow window and it's just black in front of you. It's very disorienting. Normally it takes about 3 days to get to the moon. This new Pornhub.com wrap that they put on it has shaved an entire day off of this thing. It's really quite impressive.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty great. So you spend 2 days just sort of like waiting, watching blackness pass by. Right, you sort of acclimate yourself to space. You get used to walking around. You get used to maneuvering around within this area. 2 days go by, you land on the moon.
Holy shit.
The astronauts go out first. After all, they've trained for this their entire lives.
Well,
This means
either
more to
way.
them than it ever will for you.
Yeah.
And they tell you that, and they're like, that's our only stipulation, is we go out
Okay,
first.
yeah, sure, of course.
So they go out first, right? They're walking on the surface of the moon. Quentin stands up. You stand up at the same time. You both go to motion each other out.
Like you go like no
Yeah,
please
yeah,
you.
yeah.
Okay, that's
Yeah.
hilarious. Okay.
You play that little game. The Lord of the Rings guy just goes out first. He doesn't fucking care.
Sky.
He grabs like a tripod. He grabs like some kind of a rig and like sandbags, you know, stuff like that. And he starts to go out and like look around. Do you let Quentin go or do you go first?
I guess it doesn't matter. I guess I just have him go first.
So you motion and he kind of like rolls his eyes and you motion like harder and he goes. So you go out last. So you're walking around on the surface of the moon. You see the Earth way far away. It takes your breath away.
Yeah.
It's the single most beautiful moment you've ever seen.
Wow.
And again, you're just weeping.
Yeah. Oh, I'm weeping inside the helmet.
Yeah.
Is that safe?
So, you see Quentin like talking to the cinematographer, and they're like looking and like figuring out shots and stuff like that. And you're just kind of on like an iPad, right?
Yeah.
You're reading the script, and essentially it's they're ending, Mr. Wavy Lays. They're ending the promotion, and this is how you're finding out.
Oh, what?
You're on the surface of the moon, and Quentin Tarantino is there to direct the final moments of Mr. Wavy Lays.
I find out on the moon.
Yeah. So they're like setting up a shot, and you're on like this tablet device, and you get a message, and it's the updated script. And it's just describing the shots that they're gonna have you do. It's you like looking sullen, walking across the surface of the moon with a bag of like Wavy Lays. You sit on a moon rock, right? You scoop a little bit of moon dirt up in it, and you like look at it real close. You use it as more of a tool than like a chip. There's another moment where you crumble up a handful of chips and you just kind of like let them float out of your hand. And then you like move your face towards it as if you were going to breathe on it. And you kind of push them away into space. And you're reading this script and you're like, what the fuck? Like, this is how
Yeah.
they're fucking telling me?
That's a little weird.
Yeah. And so the very last shot, and there's like dialogue you're going to record over this, but the very last shot is you. What's that, seppuku? Is that what it is?
Seppuku?
Is
When
that
you kill
it? I don't know,
yourself?
however you say it. Yeah, it's
Yeah,
you.
it's pronounced. Yeah, it's seppuku,
Seppuku
yeah,
is
I think.
where. So you look at like in the last scene of this is you walking on the moon and you turning the bag upside down and it's empty. And there's a shot that's very close on your face with the reflection of the Earth in your lens in front of your face there.
Yeah.
You see tears just pouring down your cheek. And then you pull a knife from your boot and you just perform seppuku right there.
Wow.
And that's how it ends. Your blood sprays everywhere. It's a very Tarantino ending, but your blood just sprays everywhere.
You know, I'm a
And
little
you die
annoyed
on.
with him, to be honest with you.
Well, at the very end, it says, P.S. Sorry, Pat. I got instructions at the last second. I couldn't pass up being on the moon. Love, Q.
All right, well, I guess that's
And then it
okay.
says, P.S. I'm an artist just like you are. You know I respect you. I'm really sorry.
All right, and then okay, in that case, then I guess whatever, that's fine.
So you kind of like read it, and then you look up, and Quentin is just staring at you across the lunar landscape. He holds a hand over his heart. You hold one over yours.
Yeah, all right, that's funny.
So you do all the shots, right? You crush the chips, you push them away. There's a really dramatic picture of you dusting the broken chips off of your gloves. Crumbs flying everywhere. You do one where you write in the dirt, I love you, Wavy Lays. So it comes to the final scene where they're going to shoot. You're facing Earth again, it's reflecting off your visor. And they read you the words so you can look at Earth while they're saying it to you. And you can have a real reaction.
Okay.
And it says, after all these years, my time has come. He says, all I can say is that each crunch was more enjoyable than the last. And if I'm going out, I'm going out that way.
Wow.
And then you pull your knife from your boot, right? And you like jam it into your stomach, right? You make the motion that you would make,
Yeah.
and then you fall forward. And then you hear Quentin yell like cut. And he like kind of like moonwalks over to you. It takes him so long to get to you from the camera, right? He's just takes him so long.
Wow. All right.
He helps you up off of your feet. And he was like, Pat, that was perfect. He goes, we got it. He
Cool.
goes, we got it. He patted you on the arm. He goes, I hope we did your final moments dignity.
Sure. Yeah. Thank you.
He holds out his hand. You shake it.
I do. And then I
He
think because, sorry, go ahead.
said, your final moments. And then the Lord of the Rings guy pulls your helmet back and slices your fucking throat.
What the f
Slices your throat. He cuts through the fabric. He cuts twice. He cuts through the fabric once and exposes your body to the cold lunar air. And then he cuts your throat and your blood freezes before it can leak out.
For what?
For you. They
Why did they do this?
as you fall and as you fall to the moon floor and as your body lays there amongst the fucking space dirt,
Fuck.
you hear Quentin and that guy walk back to the shuttle and they go, yeah, they only packed enough food for four of us, and you know who's gonna come looking for him now that he's no longer Mr. Wavy Lays.
Ah.
And they fucking blast off as you bleed out in your fucking suit.
And they just leave my corpse on
Yeah,
the moon.
it's there. You look out and you swear to God, the last moment that you're alive, you're looking at McLean, Virginia. It is in direct line of your own sight.
I can
If
see
you could
it.
zoom in a million times, it would be right on your front fucking lawn.
Wow.
You think about that? And you think about how your parents could be looking up at the moon right now, wondering where their little baby boy's at? And then they
Right.
probably are. And you fucking die.
Why would they do? I mean, they're gonna get in trouble.
Nobody's gonna come looking for you.
My
Because
family will.
Mr. Wavy Lave is over. Mr. Wavy Lays is over.
If they leave with five astronauts and come back with four, there's
Yeah, they're gonna
gonna
say,
be.
Pat, there was a horrible accident.
Oh, fuck you.
was a horrible accident. They land safely with the four of you and Quentin. Some people say that his best film might be like Hateful Eight. I've heard that a lot. A lot of people think that's his best movie, like Pulp Fiction.
Really?
I feel like there's you can pick a movie of his from kind of like each part of his career and go, oh yeah, this is like one of his best movies, you know.
Yeah.
And he has never done a better job directing than he did when they landed. He got them in position. He got all their story straight as far as what happened with you.
Oh, fuck you.
They said that you were fucking around, that you were out there big time in them and hot dogging them and everything, and that you took the rover out for a
What?
spin. Yeah, he said Pat was out there fucking around, okay?
Right.
And he was really throwing everything off. And we were like, Pat, you gotta come on, man, we gotta do this. And then we gotta get back home. We miss our families. And Pat would quit hot dogging. He got on the rover, lost control of it, flew out of it, broke his neck on a rock. We couldn't bring him home. Steve Buscemi shows up for some reason. He's just like there, you know?
Okay. And there's just no investigation. They just accept the story.
I mean, pretty much, yeah. There was a commission that was launched, but then they were like, wasn't that the guy, the wavy lace guy? And they were like, oh, he was. And they're like, but he's not anymore. And they're like, no, he's not. And they're like, what's the point?
My body ever recovered?
No. Years later, another space shuttle will land in the vicinity, and they would go to your location of where your body was
Yeah.
when you passed away.
I was murdered.
They found a long series of claw marks leading away from the location, and they ultimately disappeared into the moon's dirt. Your body was never recovered.
Holy shit, that sucks.
And the case was closed without conclusion.